Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. One of my favorite parts of our radio show that we have every week is our lightning round, and that's where I answer the questions you've sent in throughout the week. So we're going to play one of those for you right now. I think it's great to get to hear just what are people thinking about. And if you have a question, go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you personally. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, and enjoy this segment from our lightning round. Time for one more question. This one's from Charlie. He says, my parents saved a few thousand dollars for me as I was growing up. The total is now somewhere around $14,000. That, in their mind, is money I'm supposed to continue investing for the future. But after listening to your show, I've realized I have no emergency fund. For me to save the amount of money in an emergency fund would take quite a long time. I'm wondering, should I continue investing this per their wishes, or should I liquidate the money and use it as my emergency fund? Charlie, thank you for writing in. I hope your parents are not listening right now. All right, I've seen this a number of times. So it's great that your parents saved for you. And I also understand that probably the motivation. So most of the time when parents have a motivation of, hey, you need to keep this invested, is they just don't want you to take the money and like go to Vegas. They don't want you to just take it and liquidate it and go spend it on something. And I respect that. And that's a healthy thing. At the same time, if right now you're sitting and you have hardly any money in an emergency fund, you're now committing yourself to financial health and you could take this money, it could fully fund that for you, and now you can turn around, have financial security, and start really putting money away for the future, I think it's worth considering that. Now, there are a lot of moving parts here. There's tax implications. There's, you know, the whole relationship with your parents thing. I strongly recommend you have an honest conversation with them and you explain why you want to do this, because you want financial health. You don't have emergency savings and you don't want to swipe the credit card. I think you're in the right track, but I would just be honest with them. And if you need to, go sit down with an advisor together and discuss this. But great question. And I love the way you're thinking. You got to have that emergency fund before the invested dollars.